You know, when they build you and George Mikan as 7-footers, were you really 7 feet?
Well, Otis Weil was our publicity director, and he invented the idea of Bob Curlin, Foothills Curlin, from the hills of Missouri. I wasn't any closer to the hills of Missouri than I was to China.
So Otis Weil was a sports information director at OSU.
Yes. Otis Weil, W-I-L-E.
He would kind of create images of the team.
Man. Oh, yeah.
So did he bill you as a 7-footer?
Yeah.
But truth be known.
Who knows the truth?
So then he gave you this nickname, Bob Foothills Curlin.
That's right.
And as you said, you weren't ever near the foothills of anything. Mikan wasn't 7 foot either.
No. No, he was about 6'11". Yeah. When I wasn't slumped over, I was taller than Mikan.
You were named to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 1961. That had to be a special time for you.
It was a special day with a small certificate.
Yeah.
A little bitty one. Now they got a big man thing.
But it's nice, as you reflect on your life and all, and your career, to know that you're in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was no small accomplishment, really. There's a new group that's in Kansas City called the College Hall of Fame. I haven't figured out how to crack that one yet.
In looking back on what you went through as a tall man, how do you reflect on your life and how you were able to overcome what seemed to be something you didn't want? You didn't want to be a big man because you stood out.
Well, I was very sick here the last 3 months, and I've thought about the way that I ran my life. I enjoyed being around people and being a part of a team. When I worked for Phillips, the projects that I worked on and the people I worked with, I did my very best to try and give credit where credit was due and to build him so that he had the opportunity for success without my help after so long. That formula has worked pretty good, except that I didn't really understand something in which I regret not having a clear understanding and objective and a training to meet a specific target out here in your career development. And not only the first stage, but the second and third and fourth stage. If you could get some idea of what you had to do, how to do it, what the tricks of the trade are in terms of dealing with people, motivating people, getting their support, and you're a fool if you don't think you don't need help, then I didn't do that. Now, fortunately, I had a few people that did take an interest in me and gave me some suggestions. When I first came to Bartlesville, they had a dinner a week or two after I got here. They were having a black tie deal for some visitors that were coming from, I don't know, Arabia or someplace, and they wanted to show me off. I never had a suit of clothes. Never had a suit. Had I been a better planner, I probably could have achieved a better station and contributed more to Phillips Petroleum Company. But when I go with Phillips Petroleum Company, I couldn't have been given more opportunities to prove myself than the things that I got mixed up in. I was in some very interesting things that, as you look back on them now, you begin to understand why Phillips Petroleum Company almost got taken over by Boone Pickens and Carl Icahn. They didn't know where they wanted to go. They had a pot full of money, and they weren't using it to the best interest of the stockholders. Had they put that money to work in the right place and managed it properly, Boone Pickens and Icahn wouldn't have had a chance, and Phillips had been down the road a hell of a lot better off than they were. But it's difficult with your own life to decide where you want to go, how you want to do it, and who you want to take with you.
Yep.